Unit 38, The Written Word. James was one of the brightest minds at Harvard University, and he was excited to begin the intense studies in his senior year. The following year, he began to write his thesis paper that discussed the advent. Advent of the printing press and all it did for civilization. He discussed how, before the printing press was invented, most of the world was illiterate. Illiterate. But since its inception, the world literacy rate has risen rapidly. He worked countless hours deciphering old transcripts and manuals from before the time of the printing press in order to collect sufficient data to complete his work. He quickly came to understand that many words we use today had an entirely different connotation. Connotation. Hundreds of years ago, this made the translation of things even written in English difficult for him to comprehend. When he did run into this problem, he made sure to denote his findings so that others could choose to take his research further if they wished. While studying the writings of history before the inventions of the printing press, James discovered many inscriptions of old manuscripts made by the authors. He found this interesting in that the actual authors of these manuscripts had made their own individual mark on the pages rather than how it was in the modern age with mass production and effect, though sometimes the writings he found were ambiguous. Ambiguous and unclear in nature as to the subject, James was awestruck nonetheless. He found it amazing the amount of hours ancient authors had to put in to fully publish a book compared to the time it took in the present day. He began compiling the resources he needed, and in time, James published his thesis for his professors to look over. His theories came to be that with the invention of the printing press, society's phonetics had vastly improved over the years. His professors found his theory and supporting evidence to be ingenious. Ingenious. They had never seen such a well-researched work published before, and they were proud to call James their student, though it was merely symbolic. The president of the university gave James an honorary PhD well before he was qualified to receive it.